Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 22 and 23 says, "And Samuel said, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of divination, and presumption is an iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. To obey is better than sacrifice." That line rings true. To obey is better than sacrifice. That is the principle taught throughout all of Scripture. Perhaps it's because we either do or do not do this obedience thing, whereas the idea of sacrifice is left up to the individual. In the United States, we sacrifice when we give up watching a football game and serve at a soup kitchen, while in other countries, sacrifice might mean not eating for days. But the idea of obedience is the same in both. Those who do not obey God do not impress God with their sacrifices. It's best not to try and impress anyone. Instead, we should live in a way that makes an impression. We're people who should focus on our obedience to God, regardless of what that means to us on a daily basis. As I obey God, I take care of widows and orphans automatically because I'm obedient to God. I have found that when I obey God, it's really not a sacrifice, it's a privilege. I can go out any day and try and figure out how I can sacrifice things in order to please God, when he really just wants my obedience, and the sacrifice will be automatic from my obedience. And then not only will it not be a sacrifice, but it will be a privilege to be able to serve God in that way. Those who do not obey God, you don't impress God with your sacrifices. It's really best not to impress anyone anyway. We were not created to impress people. We were created to love God and to love people. And in that position, we don't always impress anybody. If we do what's right, we're only doing what we're supposed to do. And hopefully, anyone who has an impression on what we're doing sees us as a servant of God, and not somebody who's overly gifted that God needs in order to do his ministry. God loves us, and he wants us, but he doesn't need us. I'm thankful to be a part of his work. Obedience matters. I'm Dave Wager. Thanks for listening. Goodbye for now.